Hello and welcome to Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Eric Hogarth, certified financial planner and partner at Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. We'll hear from Heather Atkins later on in the show with A Woman's Word. But first of all, Eric, great to talk with you as always. How are we doing?
Great to be here, John. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. You know, last week, if you listened to our Father's Day weekend episode, we did dad jokes and turned those into financial planning wisdom. And then you tell me you get a dad joke book for Father's Day. How about that?
I love that dad joke book. It's hilarious. They make me laugh every time. My kids think they're hilarious. I don't know about my wife. I think they're funny.
We will use that material next Father's Day when
Perfect.
We need more dad jokes. But for today, we're taking things in a different direction. Ted Lasso. I know you've watched it. I've watched it. A lot of people out there have watched Ted Lasso, and most people seem to love it. I will tell you, we're not going to have any spoiler alerts if you have not yet watched any of it, or maybe you haven't finished the final season yet. No spoilers on today's show, but what we're going to do is we're going to take some quotes from Ted himself. I'm going to give you the quote. Eric, you're going to turn it into financial planning wisdom, or tell me something that it reminds you of in the financial world. How about that?
I like the idea. Sounds very interesting.
So here's a quote again from Ted Lasso. I don't remember which season this was in, but great quote. You beating yourself up is like Woody Allen playing the clarinet. I don't want to hear it.
I remember this quote from, you know, a lot of times, and we're tying this into financial planning, of course, is people are going around and around and around, looking back. And you hear the things that, you know, everyone makes mistakes, you know, but do you learn from the mistake? You know, and when we're talking about the future and talking about life, we're planning out. We're looking forward. You know, so whether it's the market went down and, you know, you lost out or you got out and you shouldn't have or you shouldn't have done this and you did do that. And where you are is where you are. You know, it's the same thing when you own an investment and it goes down. It's like, well, I can't sell it because then I'm locking in the loss. Well, what you've got to think about is what you own is worth what it is right now. That's what it is. And if you had that money today, would you buy this thing today? I think I said this last week. Well, if the answer is no, I'd never buy it. What are you doing? You know, where you are is where you are, and let's build a plan from there and look forward, because that's a lot more exciting and you can actually do something about it as opposed to, you know, driving yourself nutty looking back all the time when there's not a thing you can do about it.
How about this? Another Ted Lasso quote. If the internet has taught us anything, it's that sometimes it's easier to speak our minds anonymously. If we had to apply a financial lesson to that quote, Eric, what would it be?
General rule of financial planning, or perhaps life in general, is do not make any drastic changes in your life based on advice coming from people who don't know you. You know, a neat thing about the internet, you know, Wikipedia page, is anyone can share their thoughts out there, put information out there. Negative thing about the internet is anyone can share their thoughts and put information out there. So we all know, well, you can't, and whether it's the internet or it's the media, if what you're listening to does not know the specifics of you, you know, take it in, perhaps be entertained, but don't make drastic changes on it. The reason we're always talking about this consultation is this stuff is very specific to you, whether it's financial planning, or you're talking about your health, or you're talking about your family. Yeah, there's some similarities between other people, but really no one knows the inner workings of it better than you. So just be careful about what you read, and, you know, this seems like a great idea. Just make sure you know all the pros and cons of it before you do anything.
I've tried to express this idea many times over the years, but I don't think I've ever done it as succinctly as you did when you said, stop letting people who don't know anything about you give you financial advice. That's really the essence of what we're trying to get across here. All right, how about this? Another Ted Lasso quote. Boy, I love meeting people's moms. It's like reading an instruction manual as to why they're nuts. I believe this was when Ted met Rebecca's mom in, I don't know, probably season two. Anyway, what does that have to do with financial planning?
I think it's, you know, we're all product of the environment in which we live or that we were raised in. You know, there's been studies done. I've talked before about The Psychology of Money, and I think it's a really good book that I've got nothing financially to do with and would just encourage people to read. But what it talks about, right, people hear about the Great Depression. I don't know if people hear about it today in school, but the Great Depression or you know, the 2000 to 2010, 2010 to 2020, all these different periods out there, dot-com era, the 80s. You know, what's going on in the world is really impacting people's financial lives, how they're living, how they're spending. You know, some people listening to this, your parents might have been Great Depression era. And, you know, if you're thinking about breadlines, I mean, people outside looking in would get frustrated at those people near the end of their lives having saved a ton of money and not being comfortable buying new socks that they've had for 25 years, almost an inability to spend money because they were so scarred by that. Versus people in the 90s when the market's going up, up, and up, and people are like, well, this is going to last forever. And of course, it didn't. Maybe that's why you should look outside yourself for some advice, because sometimes we're too close to it to see what's going on. John, you know, you and I were just talking about this. Sometimes people can't see what's right in front of them. And that's why you get the perspective of someone else, because, you know, we all have biases and you might not be seeing yours and that might be hurting you.
Well, I was talking to somebody the other day and we were talking about blind spots that they might have. And I was explaining to her some of her potential blind spots. And she was saying, yeah, I don't see that. Yeah, that's why they call it a blind spot, Kathy.
Who thought of that name?
Yeah.
It just is perfect.
Yeah. Yep. All right, one more Ted Lasso quote.
One more.
There's two buttons I never like to hit. That's panic and snooze. I think we can all apply that to the financial realm, but I'm interested to hear your take on it.
It's a fantastic quote. I mean, Ted Lasso, just a little plug here. Also nothing financial to do with that show, but I was a big fan. All for positivity. You never panic, and I'll get to the snoozing later. But, you know, that's when we end up, you know, on TV or on the radio because something dire has occurred. And what's the advice that you have for people is don't panic, right? Your whole world wasn't built in a day, and it's not going to get destroyed in a day either. This is the reason that you have a plan. Well, if you don't have a plan, you know, you should freak out. Just kidding. But you need a plan because, you know, there's going to be a best case. There's going to be a worst case. There's going to be somewhere in the middle, which is the day-to-day of your life. But you want to have a plan because it's not going to be straight up or straight down. But you need to know, again, for you, no matter what's going on out there, that you're going to be okay. So don't panic because just like you're not celebrating in the street when the market has a good day or you get a raise, you know, you can't be, the world is not ending because it had a bad one or because you find yourself out of job. Perhaps that's an opportunity for another one. So getting on the subject of snooze is don't wait. You know, keep it simple. Can you retire? Can you not retire? Okay. Do you want to retire? Do you not want to retire? But don't wait for life. I had a friend who used to say, you know, you need to tell your clients you're never going to retire. And what he meant is you can't wait your life to retire to live. It's a balance of living now, being okay later. But, you know, have a plan for that because I get frustrated when I, you know, hear other advisors that are giving advice that, well, you got to work longer and don't spend any money. Like, is that why you're doing this? So you can die at work, bluntly? Get some good advice about living life.
Well said. And, you know, I think finding that balance that you're talking about, I think people can probably do that more effectively when they've had some guidance, they've had some coaching, maybe been through something like the Money Map Retirement Review, Eric. So explain to us, for somebody who's looking for that guidance, how are they finding, how are you providing it to them in the Money Map Retirement Review process?
With a conversation that takes into consideration, okay, what is it that you have going on? But also from years and years and years, over 20 years of doing this, talking to a lot of people, right? I say it's independent of you, but there are some similarities, right? Knowing the concerns of a 60-year-old versus an 80-year-old. Well, how do you know that? Well, because my last meeting was with an 80-year-old, 60-year-old. But asking questions, getting a better understanding of what your situation is. And I don't mean how much money did you save and this and that. Yes, we need to know that stuff. But more so, where are you? Where do you want to be? What do you want to do? And getting into those conversations, because there's a lot of hesitation and concern that people have just because they don't know. I don't know about Medicare. I know it's really confusing. I don't want to mess up my Social Security. I know there's a lot of different ways to take it. What happens if I don't take out the right money at required minimum distribution age? You know, should I really be leaving Connecticut like everyone says I should be leaving Connecticut because I kind of like it here? Right? All those things that have more to do with how you're going to live the rest of your life. So it starts just by giving us a phone call. You can call us at 1-800-705-1232. Again, that's 1-800-705-1232. Give us a call. You'll leave a message. We'll call you back. We'll schedule a visit, and that's it. I don't want you to be stressed out or panic like we just said about scheduling that time. Just have a conversation and see where it goes because hopefully it gives you a lot of peace of mind whether you're in a great place or you got things you need to work on, at least you'll know, which is a lot better than that blind spot of not knowing.
800-705-1232. 800-705-1232. We've tried to make this as easy as possible for you to reach out. So one of the things that you might stress about is, well, yeah, I'm driving right now. I don't have my calendar in front of me, or I can't look at my calendar. I'll have to remember to call later. Well, here's the reality. You're probably not going to remember to call later. And if you're driving right now, you can't write down the number. So you're definitely not going to remember the number. So here's what you do. You either call right now and leave a message, or shoot a text. If that's easier, just include your first and last name. Let us know you'd like the Money Map Retirement Review. Somebody from the team will get back in touch with you during regular business hours. If you end up playing a little bit of phone tag, that's fine. But then you can be in front of your calendar, find the time that's most ideal for you to come in for your Money Map Retirement Review. So again, call or text 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. You're listening to Money Wisdom with the team from Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Let's go next to Heather Atkins with A Woman's Word.
It's time for A Woman's Word.
It is A Woman's Word, and we turn to Heather Atkins for that. Heather is a certified financial planner at Johnson Brunetti, and today we're talking about long-term care for women. Obviously, both spouses need to know how long-term care works, but if you walk through a nursing home, Heather, a majority of the people, if not the overwhelming majority of the people in there, are going to be women. That's true in assisted living, home health. Women just use this service more than men do. How do these conversations go when you're talking to clients about preparing for long-term care expenses? What are the things you point out to people?
Sure. This is a really hot topic. I think, you know, a lot of people are concerned about what this is going to look like down the line. And because women do live longer than men on average, it's specifically a women's issue with planning for long-term care. So there, it's expensive to get some sort of plan, you know, an insurance product, or it's expensive to not have any sort of coverage. So when I'm talking with my clients about long-term care, the first part is we have to have the conversation. It's got to be addressed because it's certainly one piece of the financial plan and retirement plan. And maybe if I'm sitting with somebody who's in their 60s, fortunately, I would say most of the time, you know, this isn't really a issue until 20 years from now. You know, most folks who are going into a nursing home are, you know, in their 80s or later. And so we have time to our advantage to plan for these kind of things. And it's important to get a kind of cost analysis of, if you were to look at some sort of insurance, what is that going to cost you per month or per year to have some sort of protection? Because we live longer than men on average, we are going to have just medical costs that are far more expensive over our lifetime, and that's even before we get to long-term care. So the benefits of having a policy, some sort of long-term care insurance, is that that's one less dollar that you have to pay out of pocket if you're confined in a nursing home and you're not able to conduct those activities of daily living. Now, another way to go about it that is kind of a more, I think, modern approach is, if we have 20 years to plan and we've looked at the numbers and it's just too astronomically expensive to go down the path of getting insured, then we're building out maybe a certain investment account to set up to be specifically earmarked for medical costs down the line. If we have 20 years to grow that money, you know, we have a lot more flexibility and control. And while it might not be protected, for example, from nursing home or the state, as people are concerned about Medicaid and things like that, at least there's that much more money that's grown and been set aside that if you don't get sick, you know, if our clients aren't getting sick, and they just have this account upon their passing, then their beneficiaries have at least something, you know, that came of that, or they could use the money for something else. So long-term care, bottom line, it's a women's issue. We have to talk about it. And certainly these are the conversations I'm having with our clients.
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest takeaway, is that most people, when they think of planning for long-term care, they just assume that that means buying long-term care insurance. But it's not that simple, right? That's one of how many different ways to potentially solve the problem?
Right, just one. And they can work out for some people, especially if they were getting into these plans, you know, 10, 20 years ago, and they have these amazing policies that, while the cost has maybe gone up over time to continue to keep them, it just would makes it would still make the most sense to honor those policies year over year, because you just can't get them like that anymore. So another avenue is making sure that you're having the conversation with your estate planning attorney, because there might be some creative estate planning that can be done to maybe combat those issues later. And there's some stuff that can be done, again, with an attorney in crisis mode that's maybe more last resort if you weren't proactive in those conversations.
Creativity, certainly an important point. Don't just assume that you have to fit into a certain box to make the problem go away for you. There are many ways to solve it, and the team at Johnson Brunetti can help you do that. You're listening to Money Wisdom. Stay tuned. Thank you, Heather. Back now with Eric Hogarth, certified financial planner and partner at Johnson Brunetti. And Eric, you know what they say when you assume? Well, for radio purposes, we'll just say assuming is something you should not do, okay?
Makes you look bad. Fair. We got it.
But we often see people make certain assumptions about retirement that just aren't correct. So let's explore some of those things. One of those assumptions is, I hear people say this all the time, I'll spend less when I retire. Well, will you? Will you really?
No. What are you going to spend less on? What are you spending money on now? People are like, well, and most recent years have shed some light on this. Well, I won't be spending gas, you know, getting to and from work. I won't be spending all that money on work clothes. How much money do you spend on work clothes working from your couch? Like, you're not going to spend less when you retire. You're probably going to spend more. More power to you. That's good. That's why you retired. Why you retire? So you can do more of what you want to do. But it probably costs money. So the reality of retirement income planning is, for the first few years of retirement, you'll probably spend more. And then you'll level off a little bit. And then when you're older, it'll actually go down. So inflation will make everything cost more money, but you'll be less active when you're 90. Right? So a good plan incorporates those different things to it. But I wouldn't bank on spending less, because you are probably not gonna.
Yeah, the idea of, well, I won't have to spend money on work clothes is particularly amusing to me. I mean, maybe it applies if it's like a nurse who is constantly buying new scrubs or something like that. But for the most part, like, there are people that would say that, well, I won't have to spend money on work clothes. And it's like, bro, you're still wearing a members only jacket. You have not bought new clothes since 1984.
That's vintage. He might have bought that last week and spent a lot on it.
Yeah. Cut it at the thrift shop for $7 or got it at some unique boutique store for $325. You never know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's not assume we're going to spend less when we retire. How about this? My taxes will be lower when I retire.
Maybe. You know, the whole concept behind a 401k was, I'm going to defer money into this plan. It's going to bring down my taxable income. That's good. The money's going to grow tax deferred. That account's going to get bigger when I retire and I'm not earning an earned income anymore. I'll draw it out then. I'll have less income. It'll put me in a lower tax bracket. I'll keep more of the money. I know how fast I said that. Some people it's going to work this way. Most people it's not. You know, if we look here at the great state of Connecticut, like, you're, come on, how many of you think your taxes are going down? I can see no hands raised as I talk through the radio. So that doesn't mean you shouldn't talk about tax efficiency. You can't just glaze over and be like, well, I'm going to pay a ton of money in taxes. Let's see what you can do, because there's a lot of people paying taxes that you could defer. You could do something about. You know, this famous financial planning quote, at least I call it that, John D. Rockefeller was asked about amassing wealth. He said, don't pay taxes on money you're not using. Well, no duh. Well, I would never do that. Really? What's the money in your bank doing if you're not going to spend it on something? So make sure you're looking at taxes, but don't bank on taxes being lower in retirement, because they probably won't be.
All right. So that's a couple of assumptions that we've just blown holes in. How about this? I need to help my kids get through college before I worry about saving for retirement. A lot of people assume that's just what they should do.
This is, you know, that was a heavy sigh, but a heavy sigh on purpose, because as a parent, I understand. Our side of the table, both John and I, as, you know, financial planners, and it's very yes and no. What makes the most financial sense? Does it make financial sense for you to pay huge amounts of money for your child's small liberal arts school? No. But they are not my child. And why did you save money? You know, so that's the more important part of the conversation is what do you want to do? You know, and good advice will tell you what they think you should do. But then if that's not what you want to do, figure out a plan to make that work as best it can. But I have seen a lot of people, whether it's college or helping a kid out with a house or a wedding, I've seen a lot of people put themselves in a bad financial place to do these things. And what's the rest of your life going to look like? And also your child's, if they're used to you coming in and fixing everything.
All right, last thing here. I'll never be able to retire. People make that assumption, which is often just flat wrong.
Well, let's unpack this one. Do you want to retire? Some people don't, right? You know, I remember talking to a client, and he really liked going to sporting events, and he had tickets to the Giants, New York Giants, who are, you know, they're fantastic. I'm a big Giants fan. And tickets to the Rangers, you know, for hockey. And he's like, well, if I retire, I can't do either of those things anymore. And I said, well, do you like doing those things? Yes. Do you like working? Yes. I'm like, well, okay.
Problem solved.
Let's just keep that going. So do you want to retire? But I wouldn't just toss it out there, particularly if you're younger, I'll never be able to retire. Well, that is a bit of hitting the snooze button, as we talked about before, because it's like, well, let's do something about it then. Let's look at where you are and see, can you retire? Can you not retire? Most people are in a better financial position than they think they are. Well, most people who think about what financial position they're in are in a better financial position than they think they are. People who don't think about it are usually not so hot. But I'll never be able to retire sounds like an excuse. So let's address this stuff and figure out where you're at and what you want to do and take control of the situation.
Very good. Well, Eric, in the couple of minutes we have remaining, let's give folks a moment to reach out and come in for MoneyMap Retirement Review. Now, we're talking about dangerous assumptions you could be making. I think a lot of people assume, well, when I come in to meet with a financial advisor, they're going to tell me that I haven't saved enough or that I spend too much, or, you know, they're going to try to steal my money by putting me in some kind of high fee product. Those are just flat bad assumptions, Eric. So what happens when they come in for that review?
I thought about this the other day. With what if I was on the other side of this? You know, this is the world I've always been in, financial planning. That'd be really hard. It'd be really, I'd be nervous about going in to sit down with someone. There's this assumption that someone in your world, right, as an individual or as a couple, that someone should have a handle on this stuff, should be good with finance, should be good with money, should be good with saving. Why? I'm not good at doing dental work. There's not an assumption I should know how to do that. But this one, I guess at some point in the past, that's how it went. And I promise you, you don't have anything to be worried about. It's a conversation, and hopefully it sheds some light on this stuff and makes you feel better about where you're at or where you're working towards, what you've done. But that's what you're looking for, and that's why I encourage people to talk to different people, get different perspectives, find a good fit. But if you could have a coach, why wouldn't you have a coach? The best people in the world at anything have coaches trying to get better. And if they can make one of these things easier for you, why wouldn't you want to make something easier? So you can call us at 1-800-705-1232, and that's what the conversation is. Just to get an idea of what's going on, to talk about concerns that you have, or you know, none of us know what we don't know. Let's just talk about it. 1-800-705-1232. Give us a call. I really encourage you to do it. I think it'll help you. And we'll look forward to talking to you.
If you got nothing out of today's program but this very important takeaway, Eric just admitted to all of us that he's not good at dental work, but he is pretty good at financial planning. So if that's what you need help with, come in and see him or somebody on the team at Johnson Brunetti, who he has essentially trained. 800-705-1232 is the number to call. That's 800-705-1232. Call or text, whichever is easier. Leave a message. Somebody will get back with you later and schedule your time for your complimentary MoneyMap Retirement Review. 1-800-705-1232. Thanks so much for tuning in to Money Wisdom. Thanks to Eric Hogarth, Heather Atkins, and the rest of the team at Johnson Brunetti. We'll talk with you right here next week, same time, same place.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products offered through JN Financial, LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the Yukon Huskies athletic program.
Better Money is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti.